Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. Oh, yeah.
Yo.
It's 8:15. Folks, we got your WTF of the day coming up in a little bit, but first, we want to tell you about a sweet giveaway we got going on right now. Corey Taylor and his band will be making history tomorrow, October 2nd, with a global live stream from the legendary Los Angeles venue, The Forum, to celebrate the release of his debut solo album, CMFT. The stream, titled Forum or Against Him, will feature a full arena, all the production, visual feast of pyrotechnics, a stacked set list of tracks from CMFT, Slipknot, Stone Sour, handful of covers, special guest performances. A special pre-show will kick off 1 hour before the event, featuring exclusive interviews and behind-the-scenes footage. You can win tickets from us right now at WIRX.com.
Just you know, I have there. A feeling this is going to be a fantastic concert, too, because I think all musicians now are just kind of on the urge of, I need to get back out. I need to start doing some things again. And
for sure. You know, for sure.
Gets to be on stage and throw it down for America. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You can win and watch this one-of-a-kind show. Just go to WIRX.com, click on the contest tab, and we're going to announce the winners Friday at noon. So don't miss out. You can see Corey Taylor in all of his glory from WIRX. You just got to register now to win, and you could be one of our big winners. Do it at WIRX.com. All right,
Do it.
Bacardi Cola. Do it. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
What's up? I have two good ones, but I don't know. The one kind of deals with like what we had today a little bit, and then the other one is... You know what, I'm gonna
somebody got murdered by Cookie?
No. It was just an argument over something stupid that led to a stabbing. Do you want to do that one?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. All right. So this took place in Florida. A 30-year-old guy named Justin Garcia was at his cousin's house on Sunday, and they got into an argument about which is better, whole milk or almond milk. Now, we don't know which side of the argument Justin was on.
You son of a bitch!
But what we do know is he got so angry over the milk debate that he wound up punching his cousin in the forehead and then stabbing him with a 3-inch pocket knife. He was arrested for felony aggravated battery.
You know what heals those wounds quickly? Whole milk.
It's good for the bones and for everything else. I mean, obviously, who's ever on the whole milk side is the right one. Almond milk. You can't milk almonds, folks. It doesn't make sense to me. Whole milk
nipples.
Is way
can
better.
Can you milk me? You know, I don't think I've ever had almond milk.
I have before. It's like sweet. I don't know. It's sweet. It doesn't.
Does it have the same consistency?
Yeah. Yeah. It's still milk-like, I guess.
Is it more silky?
I would say, yeah. It's silkier. It's a silkier milk.
Good word for it?
Yeah. It's a very good word for it.
I don't know. It doesn't seem appealing. I'm not putting no almond milk in my cereal. Sorry.
Well, it's just, yeah. Whole milk, but for sure. That's why I always get mad at Kiki, because she likes the 1% skim milk, which is, but you can see the water on top of it. No, you got to give me right from the bulk tank. Ice cold milk. That's the way to do it, man.
I'm a 1%er kind of a guy. Yeah. I like, you know what? Almond milk. Step aside. I like my milk straight from a big, smelly, hairy udder.
Yeah. You just right from the udder, you go out and find Bessie and right on your cereal.
You had to milk a bunch of things when you were a kid, didn't you?
Oh, dude. I did. Yeah.
Besides yourself.
I'm really good at that. But a couple of my uncles own dairy farms. I grew
you
up owned,
you,
around
you milked
them.
A couple of your uncles?
Yeah, no, the cows that my uncles owned. Oh. Moron. Oh. Idiot. Milking cows is fun. It's a good time. It's a good time.
It just seems dangerous to me.
It can be, but they're used to it. They're used to it. You got to be smart. What's more dangerous is getting behind the cow. When they can take care of business, that's what you got to watch out for.
I just don't know if I can sit there and pull out an udder. It's a visual thing to me, I think.
That's why your mom loves me so much. I got those strong forearms. It's all about the form, buddy.
You stay away. You stay away from my mom. You ain't got no milk for you. Only for me.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. So what do you, what'd you say? You're a, you don't like skim milk. What do you want? No,
whole milk. That's what I like. Whole milk's the best. Whole milk or 2% if you're going to do it, but no almond milk.
Damn, so we're touching on milk and cookies today.
What a day. What are we, you know, six? Jesus.
Seriously, I'm gonna go dip some cookies in some milk.
Either way, no matter what you do, you can ruin whole milk or almond milk by dipping a stupid Oreo in there. Garbage.
Yeah, shut up.
Dipping a garbage cookie in there.
God, you're way off. Hey, by the way, those windmill cookies, I'm sorry, I apologize. They are almond cookies, and we said all...
See, we should believe a word you say. You don't even know what cookie. You don't even know what, what you're talking about.
They're crushed up. They're mixed in with the battery. It's not like they're full almonds.
You know what?
I know there are some windmill cookies with full almonds, but those are the ones I like.
You know anything about cookies. What a moron.
Up.
You know what? You go drink your almond milk and dip your almond cookies in there, you idiot. You're so stupid.
I bet you like your milk warm, don't you? Helps you go to sleep, doesn't it?
It does. Could I trouble you for a warm glass of milk? You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
You will go to sleep or I will put you to sleep.
Read the name tag, Grandma. You're in my world now. Oh, dear. All right, we'll be back.